Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know Book Interrupted has swag? Check out our swag shop on bookinterrupted.com. There's hats, t-shirts, tanks, and a whole bunch more. Go to www.bookinterrupted.com.
Parental guidance is recommended because this episode has mature topics and strong language. Here are some moments you can look forward to during this episode of Book Interrupted.
We are playing Balderdash with the words we did not understand in Fun Home.
I was thinking that's a lot like mine. So it's probably number one, but maybe I'm really smart.
The definition seems so obvious.
Pitiful inability too. Not just like, no judgment.
No, it's like the worst of the worst.
Capacity. I need to change my definition.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do with pornography.
How about this? Don't be so pathetic. You have to wash your crepuscular shaft.
You ready, guys? Let's do this.
Express yourself. Share the wealth. Hold on to your bookmarks. We're off the shelf. Express yourself. It's good for your health. Book Interrupted is off the shelf.
This episode of Book Interrupted is off the shelf. Hold on to your bookmarks.
All right. So welcome to this off the shelf episode where we are playing Balderdash with the words we did not understand in Fun Home by Alison Bechdel. Okay. I am the host, and Meredith, Lindsay, Kara, and Kim will be guessing what the true definition is, and they have submitted fake definitions to fool us.
Mm-hmm.
Our first
one. Did you make a fake one too?
I know.
No. Oh.
No. So there'll only be four options, correct?
Right.
Four
options.
Right. That's a good number.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can't remember more than that.
All right. Are you guys listening? I'm going to do it with the dictionary.com. Oh, wait a minute. It won't do that because it'll go into my headphones. Okay.
Oh, shucks.
Just say wait a minute. Just say it. You can say
it.
Just say it. And we'll re-say it if you say it in some weird way where we're like, do you mean humectant?
You know we will.
Humectant is the word. Humectant.
There you go. So you don't have to say anything. We'll still be like, do you mean?
Why don't you spell it too?
Okay, humectant, humectant, humectant.
What could it mean?
The definition seems so obvious.
To appear moist and carry a strong, sweet stench. Humectant, to engage in speaking moistly. Or an involuntary release of air, vibration through the lips, humectant.
Involuntary.
Or a substance that absorbs or helps another substance retain moisture.
Okay, so we're going to do the same thing where we put up fingers, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait, I need a review. So the first one is?
Number one is to appear moist and carry a strong, sweet stench. Two, to engage in speaking moistly. What does that mean? Anyway.
Ask
three,
Trudeau.
There's so much moisture.
Three, an involuntary release of air vibration through the lips. Four, a substance that absorbs or helps another substance retain moisture.
Okay.
All right.
On the count of three. One, two, three, go.
Oh.
The correct answer is four.
Yes.
I was number three. That was mine. Kim picked number three.
Ooh.
Oh. The lips was Lindsay. Yes.
Mine was the Trudeau reference because I couldn't resist.
It was impossible to resist.
Oh, I liked the Trudeau reference. I thought that was funny. But I obviously knew that was...
Speaking moistly.
Moistly. I liked number three the most. It was hilarious. The involuntary air.
I did that because of humming. That's where I got humming. Like involuntary air through the lips of a... That's why I went with that.
I picked three because it was the only one that didn't have moist. So I thought everybody's fake definition assumed a moist
humid. Mm-hmm. I know.
For
I
sure.
Would
right.
Exactly. I know. I'm surprised when there's so much moist. You guys really do know words. Well, moist.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay. Yeah. Let me get it.
So what did Kara pick?
All right.
Four.
She picked four as well. And so the score right now is Meredith 1, Kara 1, Kim 0, Lindsay 2.
Woo!
All right.
Yay.
Nice.
Yes.
It's getting serious now.
Uh-oh. I just made mine up, Kara, and like right before we started taping, I was like, I need 2 minutes.
Like, this sounds good. Lock it in.
You just made it up. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I kind of thought it was something to do with the humidity. Like, makes sense that that's the root of it. I wanted to do something different. Like humming.
Very nice. Yeah.
All right. Next word.
So serious.
I know. I hope it's the funniest word ever. The next one with your serious.
Crepuscular.
Hold on. I can put it on my phone so that one second.
Yeah.
Crepuscular.
Wow. Oh, very sensual.
Wow.
That's
a Maryland.
Sensual.
Crepuscular.
Crepuscular.
Oops. Crepuscular. Crepuscular.
I need to change my definition.
Yeah.
To do with pornography.
Crepuscular.
How do you know the real definition is not sexy?
Your shaft is so crepuscular.
Whoa. Crepuscular. No. I don't know. It doesn't sound sexy when you say shaft.
Oh. When you say shaft.
I don't think shafts should be crepuscular, but I'm not sure. We're going to find out.
Yeah, we are.
All right.
What are those definitions?
Wait, how do you spell it? Did you spell it?
Maybe. Oh, no, I didn't. Sorry.
Okay.
C-R-E-P-U-S-C-U-L-A-R.
Crepuscular.
Okay.
Crepuscular.
Crepuscular. I'm going to die if one of the definitions includes the words shaft.
That's the one I'm picking.
I'm going to lose it at that point. Lose it.
We shouldn't be drinking first. While she's reading it then.
First, related to or resembling twilight, dim.
Right.
Second one is gnarled and twisted.
Huh. Your shaft is crepuscular.
Gnarled and shaft. Three, the lowest part of the surface of a liquid in a test tube. Four, wrinkled with large, deep folds.
That all your shaft is crepuscular.
Okay. The first one has to do with being dim, like at twilight.
Yes.
Right? Dim.
And the second one has to do with being
gnarled and twisted.
Gnarled and twisted. Okay.
And so is the fourth one kind of.
Wait, and the third one was
the lowest part of the surface of the liquid in a test tube.
All right.
Okay.
And the fourth one was
wrinkled with large, deep folds.
Okay.
Wait, what was the first one again?
Dim, like twilight.
Okay. Resembling twilight or dim.
Are you ready?
All right, ready? One, two, three, go.
Oh!
Lindsay four. Has one.
Kim, two.
Kara, two.
Meredith, four.
And the answer is one, twilight. Lindsay got
nicely done, Lindsay. I never would have guessed number one.
I almost did that one. That's great.
But I love that Mare and Kim have the same kind of definition on both of those words. The first ones were both moist. These ones are both gnarled.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That's why I almost didn't guess it. I was like, oh, could I? But gnarled and twisted, that's mine. Number two.
And I was
juicy.
And yours was
fine. Was the liquid one? I was like, Mare's never gonna. I was. What is that called?
But it's the too meniscus much like mine.
Curve. Meniscus.
I almost guessed one because I thought number four was too much like mine. But then I thought, maybe I'm smart.
What was it again? Who got two? Who picked two?
I picked two.
Kim and Kara.
So now Mare has 3 points.
Oh, so now Meredith gets additional pointage. Ooh, okay, okay.
Yeah. I forgot about the points.
And then
Lindsay got one.
Lindsay got it right.
She gets one.
And Meredith, what did you pick?
Oh, I picked four, so Kim gets one.
Okay.
I was thinking that's a lot like mine, so it's probably number one, but maybe I'm really smart.
And that's what I thought. Four. Exactly the same thing. I was like, maybe I was close.
Maybe. Sounds like it.
So where are we at now?
So Meredith has 3 points. Kara has 1 point. Kim has 1 point, and Lindsay has 3 points.
Nice. Okay.
Hi.
Ooh. This interruption is brought to you by Unpublished. Do you want to know more about the members and Book Interrupted? Go behind the scenes? Visit our website at www.bookinterrupted.com.
Book Interrupted. Hi, it's Leah. I just wanted to talk about how grateful I am to have had Virginia as our fan on the book cycle for The Midnight Library by Matt Haig. She's brought a lot of fantastic conversations and interesting points to the book club and the group. And I'm just so grateful that she agreed to sign on and do this book cycle with us. It's really brought a great dynamic and breathed some fresh air into an already fantastic book. So check out The Midnight Library by Matt Haig and what Virginia has to say on Book Interrupted. Bye.
Book Interrupted.
Next word is rococo.
Is that how you say it? Rococo? Is that too...
Rococo?
Rococo.
But let me...
Rococo?
I don't know where the emphasis is. Which syllable?
Yeah, but it is
rococo.
Rococo?
Hold on. Could be.
Rococo. Rococo.
Oh, yeah. This is like from the bird one. This sounds like a bird call.
Rococo.
Oh, she didn't sound sultry and
she
was like rococo.
Yeah,
rococo. R O C O C O. Rococo.
Oh. Okay, rococo.
A late 20th century art movement, or slang describing of Moroccan origin, an ornate or florid in speech. A literary style, a period of art indicated by ornate decoration.
Ooh,
very
similar. Very
ornate or florid in speech. It's a literary style, and the last one was a period of art indicated by ornate decoration.
I need the, and then the first one has something to do with art.
Yes, the first one also did.
A late 20th century art movement.
I really want to pick up my phone and Google right now.
They're all the same.
And what was number two again? Moroccan slang.
Moroccan slang. Yeah.
What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be?
I have a guess.
I'm ready. I know.
Okay. We're all ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, so Meredith and Kim and Kara have three.
Lindsay
went with one. Let's find out.
I know I'm right because I know the... Oh, what?
No, Ruby is right.
Really?
It's
also an art period.
2 points for me.
Yes.
2 points for me.
Rococo is an art period.
Well, there's because that definition had adjectives and there was like a lot. So the simplest one, that is a style of architecture originating in France in the 1720s, evolved from Baroque types. And distinguished by its elegant refinement, blah, 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 blah.
You're also supposed to say, if you know the word, Lindsay.
18th. But it's 18th century.
But it wasn't the right word. It wasn't the right definition anyway.
Right.
So I got it wrong.
18th century, not 20th. Right.
Oh, yeah. And it's not 20th century. It's 18th.
Oh, it's fair.
Yeah. Oh, that was the...
That would make sense.
I did not know what it was, though, when I picked that definition, though. I just, like, it sounds like an art thing. It sounds like an art thing.
There you go. Okay, good. Okay, Mare.
I picked it because it was a literary art. And we know that our author was full of literary techniques. So I was like, mm-hmm. this has got to be it.
Oh, okay, interesting. So... I didn't know it was also a literary.
Yes. It's also a music style.
Yeah.
So in summary, it's a ornate, artistic.
It's very ornate. My definition was actually one of the, could have been a the one, I was number four. So, but I already knew the answer. That's what I thought I knew the answer, but.
Obviously,
you know the answers to any of the other words, Lindsay, before we move ahead?
Not telling you.
Maybe.
I also not think I knew crepuscular.
I'll be keeping
too.
It to myself from now on. If Lindsay sweeps the rest of these ones, we know.
All right.
Well, Mare's got to be winning now, I think.
You know what's nice is after I decided to make the Trudeau reference moistly, I couldn't resist. Well, it's okay if I don't win. I'm going to put in speaking moistly because it's hilarious.
Exactly. It right. Hilarious.
Meredith has 5. Kara has 2. Kim has 2. And Lindsay has 4.
I think I only have 3, don't I? Or did I get? I didn't get one
right,
there.
You got it wrong.
I'm kind of losing confidence in the scorekeeper. I am teasing.
You don't have a future as a game show host, but that's okay.
It's not part of
it is all good. It's just a game.
Done. Mm-hmm. What's the next word?
What's the next word?
All right, I have the
next
play.
Word.
Oh, no, I don't have it. I can't play it. Hold on. Oh, I don't want to see the.
See what the. Yeah.
That's there yeah. you go. That's how she knows the answers, too. Yeah. Looking them up.
Pathetic.
Okay. Did you hear it?
Pathetic.
Did she what? Say pathetic?
Pathetic. No, pathetic with a B.
Pathetic.
Oh.
Pathetic. You spell it.
You're you spell pathetic.
It, you spell it B-A-T-H-E-T-I-C. Pathetic.
E-T-I-C.
I don't know the answer.
Pathetic. Hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I know a lot of words.
Let's hear some definitions.
I know. I was worried about you with this one. I was like, how do I pick these words? She's a Word Wednesday woman. She's going to know this.
I do not know this word.
So, the art of bubble sculpture within a container of water.
Wait, bubble what? Sculpture?
Bubble sculptures within a container of water.
I want to go see some bubble sculpture.
Sounds great.
Characterized by bathos, emotionalism of soap opera.
Oh.
Full of hope or promise. Or the last one is pitiful, inability to wash oneself. Pitiful.
It's so pathetic.
Pathetic.
God.
All right, again.
A pitiful inability, too. Not just, no judgment.
No, it's like the worst of the worst.
Okay, so one more time. The art of bubble sculpture within a container of water. 2 is characterized by bathos, emotionalism of soap operas. 3 is full of hope or promise. And 4 is pitiful inability to wash oneself.
Jeez.
I really want
these are really,
to be oh. that one.
These are really harsh. Yes, can it please? Can we just make it be number 4 so that we can start implementing the word into our nomenclature?
Game over.
Right? Pathetic. Bathetic.
Eh? Pretty pitiful that you can't wash yourself in a bath.
You're pathetically pathetic.
Pathetic.
Pathetically pathetic. Oh, that one's a good
okay.
one.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, I wanted to do number 4.
I
so
wanted
bad.
To do 2 and I didn't do it. I was like,
all right.
It sounds it's like really tough.
It's definitely. 2 this is
the right one. Yes. This characterized by bathos. No.
That's me.
Mine, I was going that's with the Kim. Bath thing too. I was going to do 2 and I was like, it sounds like a lot like a definition. And I was like, yeah, maybe I'll throw in a wild card. Anyway,
I was going to do 1 or 2. And at the last minute, I was like, oh, I couldn't even remember what 2 was, but I just ran away from 1. Luckily. Wow.
Everything within me wanted to hold up 4 fingers. It was hard to keep 2 of them down. I went with 2. But I wanted four.
It was totally mine. Two, I couldn't resist. I was like, I'm not trying to win. I have to do something hilarious.
It is hilarious. It was great.
Well, so I started taking the game seriously. And then Dan's like, no, someone's got to do the jokes. And I was like, you're right. Someone does have to do the jokes.
We need speaking moistly. We need pathetic bathing routines.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm going to use pathetic as your definition going forward.
Yes.
Don't be so pathetic.
Don't be so pathetic.
For sure.
Have a bath. Use some soap, for goodness sake.
Okay, how about this? Don't be so pathetic. You have to wash your crepuscular shaft.
Whoa!
That was hard to say.
That was wonderful.
And this humectant will help dry it off.
Oh God, it comes with visuals. All I could see was a guy like wanting to clean his
Why is it so long?
I don't know. Do his hands around it, and it was like
the deep folds.
But like crepuscular meant dim, right?
It did.
Not anymore, Amanda. Not anymore.
Not right. Change the definition. We'll have to go on to Wikipedia. Be like, it also means this, according to
your dim shaft.
Your dim gnarly shaft, you pathetic creature. Watch yourself.
Watch it. Pathetic. You're pathetic.
You're pathetic.
Oh, this is good.
I'm glad that one brought a laugh. I win because of the laugh.
We appreciate it immensely.
No, but you do win anyway. Meredith has 5 points. Lindsay has four. Kim has four. And Kara has three.
Hey.
No, great. I still think I only
slow
have three.
Slow and steady wins the race.
No, you got one. The last one. You got two.
No. Oh, I did. Yeah, you're right. Did. You're right. I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yes.
Oh, that was goodness. A great idea. That was lots of fun, eh?
That was fun.
That was
fun.
That was great.
Good. Pathetic.
Oh,
although goodness. Now I don't remember any of the real definitions.
No,
yeah, let's see if we can do that.
So you're never going to know what pathetic means for the rest of your life.
Right.
Okay, let's go through it again. So
humectant.
Humectant is a substance that absorbs and helps another substance retain moisture. Not remain, retain.
Oh,
moisture.
Then you couldn't use the humectant to dry off the shaft.
You couldn't because it's going to retain.
It would just, no, it would keep it wet.
No.
Keep it moist.
It's going to be stuck in those folds. Yeah. Mushrooms will be growing out of there.
Mm-hmm.
What was the next word? Oh, the sexy crepuscular.
Crepuscular.
It means resembling twilight.
Yeah, that was so strange.
That's a good one.
Not the gnarled and twisted shaft.
It doesn't seem like it should mean that, though, does it?
Not at all.
No, it doesn't.
Like, twilight has got a certain feel to it. And crepuscular, like, the actual word
reminds me of, like, crustacean or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rococo. Do I say too many cocos in it?
Rococo. No, you don't.
Rococo.
Add on as many as you'd like.
Coco.
Rococo.
Pronounced rococo, coco.
Ordnance. In speech, literary style, it's also an architecture in 17 France. It's also a music style and pathetic. It is a pitiful ability to wash oneself.
No, it's
no.
But we wish it meant pathetic. That. We wish.
The pathetic is displaying or characterized by bathos. Emotionalism of a soap opera.
Bathos.
The weird thing is like, why talk about the emotionalism of a soap opera? Because isn't the whole darn soap opera one big dramatic emotional expression?
But maybe it just means like over the top emotionality.
Yes. Okay.
Like characterized.
Oh.
Yeah, like the soap opera is an example.
Got it.
Right? How soap operas are really pathetic.
Oh. They are.
They're also pathetic. No.
Yeah, totally. Oh.
All right, that's it. Off the shelf. We did it.
That was great. Right, so, on. And who's the grand winner? Is it Meredith?
Meredith
won anyway, even though she was like, I'm not trying to win. I'm only trying to be funny. So you won twice, Mer.
That's pretty great.
I won the
jokes.
Well, congratulations, Meredith.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Next time we do this, we should have a gnarled shaft as the trophy. So Meredith,
yes.
Gets a gnarled shaft.
Yes.
I'll find a gnarly shaft while I'm here, because there's probably a lot of opportunity.
Why? Where are you? An opportunity.
I'm talking about a wooden shaft, not a man's talking about a tree. Shaft.
I went to probably like what Sarah did, which is you're in an environment which has lots of like section on the surround. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Totally. Where are you?
It's like blackout windows, like everywhere she goes. Like,
what kind of town is this? On a nude beach. There are plenty of gnarly shafts.
Excuse me, sir. Can I use your gnarled shaft as a trophy?
Thank you.
You can put it by your lady lamp. See if it turns on.
I forgot you have an actual lady lamp, and I was like, is that like a new name for like your lady lamp? Like,
come turn on my lady lamp.
Maybe it'll light up your
with
lady
your
lamp.
Gnarled shaft.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Book Interrupted. If you'd like to see the video highlights from this episode, please go to our YouTube channel, Book Interrupted. You can also find our videos on www.bookinterrupted.com.
I do a little something with Kim called Silly Saturdays. Just silly stuff that, you know, you want to check out on a Saturday morning. Or any day of the week for that matter. So go check it out. Check out our blog. It is www.bookinterrupted.com/blog. Bye.
Moments you can look forward to on next week's Book Interrupted.
Like, you can't just talk about, oh, another green smoothie and everything will be fine. Our partners might be nice at home, but you go out into the world and expectations of the greater world is going to be different.
And I'm allowed to learn in my own way and take away my own takeaways. And there's no set standard here.
That conversation took a weird turn. I blinked for a minute and I was like, wait, what?
Mustache hair.
So if The Onion had written a book about women's stress, this would have been the result.
Book Interrupted.
Never forget, every child matters.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.